I'm thrilled for these guys and for the Bearcats. We've worked so hard for this, and you know, we've prepared hard. This was our goal. It didn't look like much in week one, but these guys have come a long way. And you know, some of the things that happened late in the first half, early in the second half, kept us from, you know, really blowing this thing open. And but that's a credit to Grand Valley. You got to give Chuck and Grand Valley football team a lot of credit for hanging in there when it was 21-0 at halftime and should have been 28. You know, I mean, they did a great job of coming back, and they took all the momentum, and we played not to lose for a while. I think you know, that's what happens, unfortunately. But we got some momentum back in the fourth quarter, and the touchdown to Jake was a huge play on fourth down. And you know, that was a check. Coach Doral, we see what alignment we have. We had a one-on-one matchup, and we said it's our best against their best, and we're going to see what we can do. And our best won. So great job by our defense. We put them in a hole a few times early in the third quarter, and then, you know, they wear down a little bit, and it shakes their confidence, and Grand Valley had some big plays. So all in all, probably when you look at it, probably the difference in the game might have been special teams. We had a couple of great returns. We blocked an extra point again, ran it back for two. That was huge. That gave us at least a touchdown margin there at the end. You know, so this is a total team effort, and that's what this football team's all about. You know, they believe in each other. Our theme all year has been, we've talked a lot about 1-11th. We got 11 guys out there, everybody do your job, and that's what they did. So I'm thrilled, like I said, I'm thrilled for them, and I'll let you ask them questions.
Mike and Jake, that touchdown pass, could you both kind of walk us through what you saw and did of some of your roles?
Well, like Coach T said, it was just a check play. And when we walked up to the line of scrimmage, I saw one-on-one with Soy. And, I mean, I knew that we were going to run the check where we throw the ball to him and just have him run a fade route. And I knew, you know, as soon as we snapped the ball, he got a good release and didn't get pressed very hard. And I saw him get by him and just tried to put the ball outside to where only he could get it. And he does what he's been doing all year and just went and got it.
For me, I was kind of thinking the same thing. We either had a run check or a pass play, a score. We've done this several times this year, and I saw it coming. Like, he gave me the signal, the hands, and I was like, all right.
What's the signal, then?
Huh? Nah, I just had an itch.
We'll change it before next year.
I don't know. But the fact for my coaches and, like, the team to trust me and put the game in my hands like that when it's only fourth and a few yards to throw deep, it's a lot of trust. It means a lot to me.
Okay, you talk about the confidence that gave you at that point.
Yeah.
And where the confidence was before that, just in the second half there, did you kind of feel the slipping away a little bit?
I think coming out right from the get-go in the second half, we played kind of, you know, not to lose is how we played instead of playing to win like we did in the first half. And you know, after that first series, like, I think I got sacked or something like that. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people started being like, oh, you know, here we go again. Like, we can't have this again. And then, you know, we tried to press a little bit. And you know, when you do that, it takes us, especially for us, takes us out of our game. And that touchdown right there, I think, was huge, not only confidence for the offense, but for the defense especially. You know, they've been playing really well all second half. Like Coach T said, we put them in a hole, and they made plays, you know, when it came down to it, and fortunately we did too.
Jake, did you feel like the game was won with that catch?
I really didn't at that time, really. I just knew that we just needed to get a little more breathing room, and we all knew along that we just really had to settle the storm. We knew they're going to come out. I mean, it's tough playing a 21-point lead, no matter what you say. It matter, like, stay focused. It's tough to play with that. I mean, it was kind of slipping away from us, and that was what we really needed to get our confidence back.
Excuse me for interrupting, but that was a great play. But I hope you all remember the play right before that when we had a scramble, and this guy caught a pass for 18 yards and broke about five tackles to get there and put us in that position. And, you know, that's what it is. I mean, that was his job. He was an outlet, and Blake found him and got him there. So it was great for all these guys.
Coach,
Theron, his first half, 150-some yards rushing against a pretty good run defense. You know, offensive movement, rhythm. What were you guys doing that was working so well? How did that feel to you personally? What were you seeing that helped?
The O-line was just doing a tremendous job. Their defense was kind of overrunning things, so I just had to be a little bit more patient. And when I did that, I kind of let them overrun it, then hit the hole, and the receivers was doing an awesome job blocking downfield, which was springing a lot of big runs.
LeRon, when the game was won, you go down to your knees, and just kind of tell me what's going through your mind at that point when you realize that you won the game.
A million things was going through my mind, but I just wanted to thank God first, because without him, I know that none of it will be possible. So I just got that out the way, and then I just started letting everything else get to me, and it was just an incredible feeling to go out this way.
Guys, can you all just talk about, it's been talked about the last 4 years, to snap that streak and kind of get the monkey off the back, and how that feels?
I mean,
Everybody.
It just feels great. We felt like we had opportunities to win the game here the last 4 years, and we came up short every year. And, we didn't really talk much about the national championship other than we knew it was our goal at the end of the season, but we didn't talk too much about it throughout the season. I think that's one of the big things for us. We took it one game at a time. And then when we got back here, nobody gave up. We willed ourselves to win this game, and it's an unbelievable feeling.
I'd like to say, just as our common theme this year is, we're a different team than those teams were. I mean, we kind of established that earlier before this game, that we're a different team, we're a different identity, everything's different, and we've had a lot of games leading up to this that helped us in this situation. Like, we've been in the situation before where we've been pressed, we've had to make plays, and I think that helped all along in the long run.
How important was this to you, LeRon?
It was one of my top goals, the only goal on my goal sheet that I hadn't achieved yet in my career. And just to do this as a senior and go out this way is huge for me. I just can't explain the feeling right now.
The snap was fumbled, picked up there in the fourth quarter. What happened there?
Save.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it was a low snap or what, but I just seen it on the ground, and I just picked it up and tried to get as many yards as I could get. I told my team a week ago that I wasn't going to be the one to let them down. I was going to do everything in my power not to feel the way that I felt last year and the way that our seniors felt last year. So when I just saw that, I just took the ball into my hand and tried to get as many yards as I could. Not really. We were just kicking ourselves shooting ourselves in the foot. We were moving the ball at will, I felt like, and the only time we didn't was when we were making mistakes, having false starts and penalties and that such. But when we weren't doing that, we were moving the ball and scoring when we wanted to, and Blake just made a tremendous play on that to start it off. Actually, he got away from the pressure that was coming and got me the ball, and I just got as many yards as I could get. Soy made a huge block on that as well.
Coach, you're pretty animated with the refs during the course of the game. Care to comment on
that? I can't comment on that. So we won. We're fortunate to win.
Adam, the run defense against the team averages 180, 190 yards. You guys shut them down pretty good in the first half. What was working for you?
We just noticed that a lot of their stuff was all cut back. They were reading our blocks the way our D-line was playing it, and as long as we played it slow, we took off cutback lanes, and just we did whatever Coach Boswick told us to do, and we usually trust him, and whatever he calls, we run it, and we try to make checks to therefore certain formations, and once we stopped their run, they had to move to the pass.
The first half, our defense totally took them out of the game. Our defense did an awesome job. They ended up with 91 yards rushing. That's probably one of their lowest totals in a long, long time. And, we said before, as preparation for Grand Valley wants to do two things. They want to run the football, control the football, and then they want to get up there and stop your run and get the ball back. Grand Valley's best when they have the ball like they did in the second half, and they just control everything. And the first half, we took all that away from them, and it was basically because our defense was shutting down the run, and our offense was, we were running the football, and that kind of changed in the second half.
Coach, did they just wake up in the second half?
Well, I think there were some big plays early in the second half. If you remember, we had two passes that were dropped. Both of those possibly were big plays, and that shook our confidence. And, you know, I've said all along, this is a really young football team. We only start six seniors, and there's one senior up here, I guess. That's it. So, you know, I think our youth on offense showed for a while there in the third quarter. Just like Blake and Jake both said, we got tight. You start to press, and just little things, when you press, little things happen. We weren't pressing in the first half. We played lights out, and we'll get better.
Was there any point when you said, oh, no, not again?
Oh, there's probably several points. No, I think that what these guys said is true. I mean, we've been through some tough times. We trailed Washburn for about 58 minutes, you know, and finally found a way in the last couple of minutes to win and then hang on and let them kick a field goal to put it in overtime and then win in overtime. And then Central Washington, I mean, we had a disaster staring us in the face, and we block an extra point with 6 seconds left. So we've been there before. Those things paid off for us. So, there were times, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a human, and you kind of feel it slipping, but you turn around and you look at these guys, and somebody's going to do their job, you know, and in the end defense comes up and makes a big stop. You know, we get fourth down and get the ball turned back over to us. So, you know, everybody does their job, and sometimes not everybody. We're not perfect. That's what we said going in. We're going to make mistakes. Forget about the mistakes. Keep playing. And I think in the fourth quarter that finally started falling back in place for us. Third quarter was a disaster.
Did you ever think at any time coming into the playoffs that blocked extra points would be so huge in the run to the championship today?
No, I didn't. I can't. I'm not a prophet, so I didn't think that at all. But you know, we blocked another one today. I mean, it's not a fluke what those guys do.
Adam, what was it like on defense? You guys had a lot of plays, an interception return for a touchdown, another interception, some pass interference penalties. All these penalties called back big defensive plays for you guys. How did you guys stay up?
You know, when can't really control the calls that referees are going to make, and if they make the call, it's obviously the right one because they're out there for a reason. And you know that you just got to put it behind you. It's the play before, put it in the past, and make the next play. You just got to, you know. And we look to our leaders, our senior defensive guys, and we always talk about, as Coach T said earlier, 1-11th, and you do your job, and you trust each other, and you trust your coaches.
Mel, did you talk at halftime about these guys are going to make a run at us?
All we said is let's keep playing. You know, I didn't talk about Grand Valley. I just said we got 30 minutes left to have more fun. I mean, this last 30 minutes, this football team is going to be together. Let's enjoy it. And for 15 minutes, we didn't enjoy it much, but we got to enjoy a lot of it right after the game was over. So,
you got such a great start to the game. Is that as good a football as you've played for a quarter?
Well, we've been a good starting team, and our offensive staff, Coach Doral's done a great job of scripting plays, and our guys came out focused, and they were relaxed. I mean, and that's what we wanted all week. We said, you know, this whole trip, we're not going to do anything different we've done this year. This is our team, and if you guys want to, you know, whatever you guys feel comfortable with, we want you to relax. We want to get to the stadium. We want to just go out there and play, and I think that made a lot of difference for us.
Like the tempo in the first half, you guys moving real fast, and no huddle. What did it take to get that quick hitting, the quick pace? What did it take you guys to establish that?
We talked all week long about how they didn't have a whole lot of depth, especially at the D-line position. And so we really wanted to push the tempo and use some checks and stuff like that to kind of wear them down a little bit. And that was working really well for us in the first half. I mean, the drive where we went like 90 yards or whatever it was, our second touchdown, I mean, when they called the timeout, you could just tell their D-linemen were, you know, down on hands on their knees. They were breathing really hard. And you know, when we establish that tempo, we're a really, really tough team to stop. And, you know, that was just one of our game plans all week.
I'd also say for key for that is our preparation for that. Mm-hmm. Our coaches do a real job of keeping us focused and getting our alignment, assignment, and snap count, pressing that all week. And that's something we struggle with a couple times, getting our checks off, make sure we're on the same page. And they really did a good job of making sure we were prepared for that situation.
Coach, LeRon, I didn't give him pass the blitz, and I'm a really good running back. We talked in the past about how last year was an incredible year for running back. Kind of give us an idea of what he accomplished.
Well, you know, what we said about LeRon, you know, he's probably second in everything at Northwest right now behind Xavier. I think the thing that you have to look at in LeRon is he did all that mostly in 2 years because he was injured his first year and injured his second year. And the other thing is, and he proved it again today, he's got great hands and he makes big plays after he catches football. And I don't know, he probably had close to 40 catches this year, and we've never had a running back catch the ball like that. So, you know, he does his thing and gets a lot of yards after contact. He's got a low center of gravity, strong legs. We fed him a lot of cheeseburgers and hamburgers and everything, keep those legs strong this week. So, guy can eat a lot for a little guy, I'll tell you that.
Hey, fellas, we appreciate it. Y'all can stick around a few minutes and answer some questions.
Sure.
One-on-one interviews.
Okay.